I am doing spectacular. How are you?
We are fantastic. Spring has arrived. So before we talk music and being back on the road and all that stuff, what are you most looking forward to now that spring has officially arrived?
Well, you know, I'm on the West Coast here, so spring is spring, the flowers are coming up, and it's that time of year again. Can't wait.
But you guys have been having it for a while. I got a friend on Twitter who's been posting pictures of flowers and stuff in Vancouver for weeks.
Yeah.
It got to the point where I had to block her.
Those flowers were frustrating you, weren't they?
They really were.
How do flowers make a guy angry?
You've never met Sean before, yeah. Have you?
It was more of a jealousy thing. Of a jealousy thing. I'm curious, for the guys in Washboard Union, how exciting is it to be back to normal when you look back on the past 3 years?
Well, it's we can't wait. Like, it has been a long time coming. And, we can't believe it's actually been that long. 3 years. When you say it like that, it's kind of scary.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're moving through it, we can't wait for it.
What was it like going through it?
Honestly, the hardest thing was not seeing my two brothers every single day. It was, like, physically not being in the same room was the hardest thing to try and get our heads around. And, we do like everybody else, and lots of video chats and what have you. Just, you know, hanging out with your buddies and giving them a hug and having a beer together. That's the hardest part.
Like, you had a really big success with your Everbound album in 2020. What was it like trying to promote that during the pandemic?
You know, it's funny. At the time, our label was asking us if we wanted to release the record, and we couldn't think of anything worse than to hold back music at that time. So we're so thankful we did, because we heard from some of our great fans that we're, you know, very happy that we did. And when you get people phoning you and thanking you for doing that, it really hits home.
If there was ever a time when we needed a little positivity, a little music to help us get through something, it was relying on guys like you to release that stuff. I can't imagine what kind of thank yous you got from your fans.
Yeah, and we're no different than anybody. I mean, you know, we go to music during tough times like everybody else does. And it was pretty incredible to hear back from people.
That's awesome. Now, you do have music coming out, but I read on your website that you guys got your start in the club scene here in Western Canada. What was the journey like for you guys to go from there to all these, you know, you got 80 million streams, 330,000 radio spins. Like, what was that journey like for you guys?
You know, like I said, I mean, I'm doing it with my two best friends. So it's pretty fun when they look across the stage and we still chuckle at each other that it's actually happening, because you know, it started with these guys, and when nobody came to the shows on stage, and it grows slowly, and it was just such a great experience. So when I look over it and see them both smiling back at me, I love it.
Let's talk about those live shows for a bit. When you see fans singing your songs back to you, what is that like?
I remember the very first time it happened. We were fortunate enough, we got to open for a little fellow named Zach Brown.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him. I've heard good things about Zach.
Yeah.
Things are going okay. Yeah.
And I remember seeing Chris on stage, and he's playing his banjo, and he looks up, and there on the Jumbotron is a 30-foot version of him, and he actually stopped singing and looked at himself on the stage and forgot where he was in the song. He was so shocked.
That's amazing when that happens.
That's the funniest thing I think I've ever seen.
That is fantastic. Well, it's being pitched as the Washboard Union kind of has, I don't want to say a new sound, but you're adjusting, maybe tweaking things a little. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I mean, we're always writing songs. We never stop. So, and that's the beauty of this, you know, writing songs, is you never know what's going to come next, and you never know how it's going to turn out. And sometimes you'll start a song one way. It could start off as a ballad, and then 3 hours later, you got a big rah-rah tune coming out. So it's really funny to see how it happens.
So the new single's called I Run on Country. What can fans expect from this from you guys?
This is kind of like it's like our love song to country music. This is what fuels us in the morning. This is why we get up to do what we do. So we kind of put it all down in words and a nice little melody, and that's what came out.
Well, it is a beauty. Let's talk about summer plans, or spring into summer plans in the fall. I notice you're playing the Pinoca Stampede. Any other shows coming up?
We are indeed playing Pinoca. That's one of our favorites. That's one of the few venues where they actually pull the stage out with a tractor. Well, you're on it. I mean, you want to talk about having fun. That's Pinoca.
You know who they haven't done that for is Zach Brown. I've never seen them do that for him.
Yeah, I'll give him a call after I get them up.
So are you expecting a busy summer ahead? Or?
Yeah, we're booking into 2024 now, and we're actually going to be going down to the States in late fall, and we've got a busy summer. I can't wait. Can't wait to get back out there.
Where can we find you online?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. If you just go on Google and type in the Washboard Union, we're on every site that's available.
That's it. The entire internet.
That's awesome.
David, thanks for coming on the show, man. We really appreciate it, and we can't wait to see you guys this summer.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Have a lovely day.